This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
There is no greater mocking or public flogging today in the United States than siding with God on the issue of what constitutes a marriage.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you. Happy Wednesday to you, and thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Wednesday to join me. This is WGOD Radio. That's the call letters I would have for my radio station. And that is because I love the idea when I've discovered this great truth that God is always broadcasting. Sometimes I complain, you know, when I hear people say, oh, God spoke to me or this and that. And I'm like, what am I, chopped liver? But then I realized that God is always speaking. You have to go to where He's talking and where He's speaking. And that, my friends, is in His Word. He's always broadcasting. He is always, there's always a transmission coming, emanating from Almighty God. We're going to tune into His frequency today. We do that when we let the Word of God speak. We're in the book of Galatians, letting the Word of God speak today. And what the Word of God says to us is a warning today. It starts with the words, don't be deceived. Then the Apostle Paul writes, under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, this he will also reap. We're looking at some groups in this sermon that mock God. We started with the Supreme Court. Look at the way the Supreme Court of the United States smugly and arrogantly has mocked God. Marriage comes from God. It doesn't come from the government. God is the institutor of marriage. You can read that all the way back in the first book of the Bible. The Apostle Paul talks about it in Ephesians chapter 5. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be joined together with his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. God has instituted marriage. And now here comes a smug, arrogant group shaking an angry fist at God and says, no, it's not. No, it's not. We decide what marriage is. And they change it. And what the Bible says, friend, is don't kid yourself. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, this he will also reap. And the time is coming. You see, it's not like it was back in the Old Testament. That's how we're going to end this sermon, why it's different. We'll get to that on Friday. Now, here is part two of this message. I invite you out to Island Community Church tonight, 6 o'clock. We're having a prayer meeting, and we're in the Gospel of Luke. I think we're in chapter 21 this week for a combination Bible study and then a prayer meeting. We pray accordingly as the Lord speaks to us through His Word. We'll see how the Lord speaks to you today through His Word now. With part two of this message, God is not mocked.
God says marriage is between a man and a woman. The Supreme Court overrules God and calls everyone a bigot and a meanie who supports traditional marriage. And they overrule righteous men and women who enacted the God-honoring law. That is what mocking God means. And not only is God mocked, people are mocked who side with God. Look at some of the organizations here. I wrote down just a couple of them. Mozilla, that's a computer company that makes a search engine called Firefox. They threw out the president and CEO because he gave $50 once, 25 years ago, to support marriage. The company found out about it. Out the door he went. Chick-fil-A. The owner of Chick-fil-A thinks marriage is between a man and a woman. And look at the trouble that happened, the death threats that they got. The guy, they're mocked for their belief, for standing with God. There is no greater mocking or public flogging today in the United States than siding with God on the issue of what constitutes a marriage. There is no greater one. That's the greatest mock in this country, is all of you that side with God. And God says, don't kid yourself. Because everyone who does this is going to stand before him at the judgment seat and give an account for what they do. When a country turns away from the commands of God and calls evil good and justifies debauchery, then that country has turned their nose up at God and has mocked him and his word. So don't kid yourself. God is not mocked. How does the Supreme Court mock God? The date, January 22nd, 1973. The case, Roe versus Wade. The end result, abortion becomes legit in this country so that women could be free. The death count so far, over 55 million now. Over 55 million, church. Don't kid yourself. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, this he will also reap. Abortion is a horrific evil. If you champion that cause and side with groups and organizations that do, you as well will face a horrific future. Don't side against God, church. Stand on God's side. Amen to that? Is everyone with me? Stand on God's side. Don't be deceived. Don't let people deceive you. How does the Supreme Court mock God? The date was June 25th, 1962. The decision? The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that government-endorsed prayer in public schools was unconstitutional. And this quote right here is what was banned. Quote, Almighty God, we acknowledge our dependence upon thee, and we beg thy blessings upon us, our parents, our teachers, and our country. Unquote. That was the horrific thing they were doing in school. Think of how terrible this prayer is. Notice my sarcasm, please, those on the radio. Almighty God, we acknowledge our dependence upon thee. Is that bad? We beg for your blessings upon us. Is that bad? Is that going to hurt anyone? We ask for your blessings on our parents and on our teachers. Is that bad? We ask for your blessings on our country. This was the day the Supreme Court mocked God and kicked them out of public school and said, we'll take over from here. And now, with God vanquished and banished from schools, you can faintly hear him whisper to a broken and divided country. And he says, how's that working out for you? That's what he says. It happens all around us every week, and we become numb to it. It's because we've kicked God out of school, is the reason why. And I don't care what you do. I don't care how many. You can ban every gun. Ban every gun. It's not going to stop. What do they do in England when they can't get guns? What do Muslims do to kill Christians in another country? They use a truck or a knife. Let's go back 6,000 years. What did Cain use to kill his brother? A rock. Isaiah 17, Jeremiah 17, 9, it says, the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? The problem is you've got a heart problem. It's not a gun problem. You've got sin on the inside of you, and until you deal with that, you're not going to be healed. It's not a problem with guns. It's a problem with the heart. Man is desperately evil and wicked without God and without being born again. Amen? That's the problem. Not with guns. And I could care less about the NRA. I want to see people turn their hearts over to God. This is what all I care about. Now the mere mention of God sends people into a tizzy and into a frenzy. Rips the very heart and soul out of people and out of this country. And divides this country. And creates all this infighting and idiocy that you see. It's because people are without God. Crosses can't be worn by students. Bibles have to have covers on them on school buses. Teachers can't speak the name of God in school or they get instantly terminated. Church, don't kid yourself. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, this he will also reap. The second group that mocks God, society. Society, where to start? Let's start with television. Better yet, entertainment. This one woman on TV, Joy Behar, said 2 weeks ago on The View that if Jesus talks to you, it's a sign of mental illness. If you hear from Jesus, you are mentally ill and need to be put in an asylum. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. The name of God used in vain is no longer a swear word on television, is it, Carol? But God says, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for God, the Lord, will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain, Deuteronomy 5:11. Just because you don't see people dropping down dead like they did in the Old Testament, it doesn't mean God doesn't see all these things that are going on, or that he's not going to hold people accountable for this. Don't use the name of God in vain. Whether it's OMG or whether it's banging your thumb with a hammer, don't use his name in vain. God is mocked by society out in the streets of America, where if you say the name of Jesus Christ, you're an outcast and a bigot and a hater. But if you're a homosexual, they have a parade in your honor. That's twisted and it's backwards. When you honor sin and dishonor God, you bring judgment down upon yourself. And don't kid yourself. God is not mocked. The story is told back in April of 1912. A woman gazed up at the hull of an enormous ship. The word on the street was, the ship was unsinkable. The woman inquired of one of the ship hands, who said to her, though I think more people must have said this, this must have been a figure of speech going around, who said, God himself could not sink the ship, unquote. The name of that ship? The Titanic. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, this shall he also reap.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.